The Dr. Ray Podcast is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio. Here's today's monologue with Dr. Ray Guarendi.
Dictatorships, by and large, have severe restrictions on freedom of speech. But most of those restrictions are speaking against the government or the dictator. In America, we've got an interesting situation here. At some level, we can still speak about what's going on in our government and our political scene. But at another level, we have to, well, we don't have to, but there's a sense that one has to be very, very careful about what they say that might go against the reigning immoral ideology. You can't say ridiculous things like, oh, I almost am scared to say it. Men and women are different. Ooh, Andrew, you're going to have to cut that out. I don't want to be quoted as saying that. Or that for a biological male to compete in an all-female sport gives him a tremendous advantage. You're not allowed to say those things. Or if you do, you're taking a chance. You could be canceled. You could be fired. You could risk everything. If you tell an off-color joke that somebody is offended by, or not even an off-color joke, just a joke that somebody's offended by, you can't anticipate whether they're going to be offended. So in a lot of respects, our freedom of speech has been squelched in a different way, I guess, from a dictatorship. But yet at the same time, it's the squelching of the freedom of ideas. That's not my monologue. My monologue is different. And I wanted it to relate to my first email that I'm going to discuss. One way to live a more even-keeled life. To cut back on your distress, your frustration, your emotional reverberations, to just simply live more at peace with existence, is to not expect, now I'll define expect here in a moment, people to behave as you want them to behave. Yes, you would hope they would behave morally, and you would like if they would behave kind toward you or fair or recognize what they do. Yes, that's all something you'd like. But to expect it, to even demand it, you're not going to live even keel. I shrug my shoulders a lot when people around me or folks tell me what somebody has done. I shrug because I don't care? No, that's not it. I shrug because all these years and years and years and years of being a shrink and being alive have taught me you can't make other people behave the way you want them to behave. You can try to influence them, you can try to persuade them, you can reason with them, you can do all of that. But in the end, if they don't, what are you going to do about it? But I just don't want them to do that. I worry. Yes, I understand that part of it. But still, you cannot make someone talk like you want them to talk. Act like you want them to act. Think like you want them to think. That's just not possible. But yet, I would say as a shrink, a high percentage of the upset, the misery, the frustration that people come to me with is because somebody in their lives or somebodies is doing things or saying things in ways they just wish they wouldn't. Why do you have to do that? Why do you have to say that? Why do you have to be like that? Because they are. Dr. E, aren't you saying don't you try to influence people? I mean, as Christians, don't we have the obligation to morally try to influence people? Yes, up to a point. When you recognize, you don't want to hear it. Our Lord said, shake the dust off your feet. Remember that? He told that to the disciples. That was a sign of, hey, I'm out of here. You can't demand. And that's what it is. People say, I'm not demanding anything. Yes, you are. You're demanding. You so desperately want them to act a certain way that in your mind, you are demanding that they behave differently. You cannot live an even-keeled life, emotionally anyway, if you don't recognize that that is the condition of the human existence. Do I shrug my shoulders a lot when somebody tells me, do you know what he did? Do you know what he said? Do you believe he does that? I go, yeah. Why would he do that? I don't know, but I'm not surprised by it. And part of the irony is, most of the time we get ourselves upset, chronically upset, it's because somebody's doing the same things over and over again, whether it's a spouse, or an adult child, or a parent. They just keep doing it. And we keep getting upset, and keep getting frustrated, instead of saying, why am I shocked? I certainly got a lot of evidence, this is what they do. This is how they talk. This is how they think. Dr. Ray, you don't have to put yourself there. Well, yes and no. It depends what the relationship is. I mean, if this is a parent, you got to do what you can to try to either get along or tolerate him. You can't just simply say, well, I don't like what they do and I'm writing them off. Or if it's an adult child who's living immorally, can you say, well, you know, the way they're living, that's it. That's just it. Well, then you really have no chance of trying to win them back. Many reasons why people do what they do. And one of those is that they want to. That's pretty much it. They want to. But why do they want to, Dr. Ray? There's got to be a reason why they want to. Well, sometimes to get to the bottom of it, you got to have 10 sessions of therapy. And sometimes that doesn't even do it. You want to live an even-keeled existence? Don't get so frustrated when people don't behave as you wish they would, or think as you wish they would, or believe as you wish they would, or talk as you wish they would.
More of Dr. Ray's monologues can be found on his website, drray.com. Monologues, as well as full-length programs of The Doctor Is In, can be heard at AveMariaRadio.net and EWTN.com/radio.